All right, let's finish up by our discussion around exploring data with our final tool that I'll show you anyway, which is the Azure Machine Learning. Now, we haven't covered Azure Machine Learning yet, so I'm not going to spend any time on the interface or anything like that. I'm just going to move through this. We'll take a peek at some of the things you can do, and by the time you're done with the course, then you'll be able to use Azure Machine Learning to explore data. I'd actually recommend you learn to use R first. R can actually work in Azure Machine Learning, so you've got both available to you. I'm just going to start a quick little experiment, and again, no need to follow along or anything like that. I'm just going to grab a blank one here. The first thing I'm going to do is drag out some data. Now, what I would normally have done is gone into data input, and I would have imported some data. Let me turn off my little map here. Let's get rid of that. So I could have imported data from blob storage, web via HTTP, a query, an Azure SQL database, a table, all kinds of things. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to grab one of the regular data sets that's just built right in here. Let me see, what do I have? Let's just grab the adult census income here. This is tells us a little bit about the adult census that was taken at a certain time, and you can read more sort of about that in the help folders. But let's say we've grabbed our data and we've brought it in. The first thing we can do once we've saved and run our experiment is I can simply right-click it and visualize the data. And that's the first thing we could do. And you'll notice I get a lot of those things I was doing in Excel and R. I've got them right here. I can see instantly there's this many rows and columns. If I click on age, I can see the mean, median, min, max, standard deviation, how many unique values are, and how many missing values there are, and what kind of data it is. And I've got a histogram here. I could potentially change that to my favorite graphic, the box plot. And I could do that for the working class and so on. So you get a lot of information just sort of right out of the box. It's an interesting look of data, isn't it? at any rate, the other thing I can do is I can begin to now pass that through some works, through some things that are inside here. So I'm just going to grab some summary statistics in here, compute elementary statistics. I'm just going to grab that, and I'm going to come from this data set and just drag it right down. I've got to save this because it won't let me do it without saving it, and I'll run it. Won't let me look at it without running it either. And it finished that pretty well. So I can now right click and I can visualize that data, and I can see the deviation squared. There are a few more stats that I get on that data set that I can do through there this way. And I've got other things I could pass from one to the other to the other. There are some other, I think, statistical functions. Compute summarize data, is that what I wanted? Let's do that. Let's summarize the data. And we'll just grab this and pull this guy over here, let go, save it, and then run it. There we go. Let's take a look at summarizing the data. What does that do? I can look at it now, and I get all kinds of things. Now I get the age, and I get the count, unique, missing value, min, max, mean deviation, quartiles, range, sample variances, deviations, skews, and so on, and my p-values for those particular things, and whether it's a string, and so on. It just sort of flips it on its side. So yet more information that I can get, and I can also see quickly how homogeneous the data is among the various data sets, and so on. So yet another tool we can use. Now, your assignment is to explore some data. I recommend use whatever tool you're most familiar with and then one that you're not, so that you can gauge how to do something in a new tool as you're learning. This is exciting stuff, and you can use it on real-world data. I know I've actually calculated my car's metrics, miles per gallon, oil used, all that kind of stuff. I'm kind of a geek in that way. So I have analyzed those sorts of things to see how my car's doing. And that's a great data set because you're familiar with it. You know it. Grab something you care about, your own finances. Well, maybe not your own finances. That might prove to be a bit distressing. Grab somebody else's finances and do that with that. Okay. We'll crack on to the tests and the things you've got to do, and then we'll move on to our next unit.